The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, ninth day of March 2018, just to make sure that no, the second hour isn't a repeat. We are live. This is not Memorex. And in studio, Mark Anderson. And I really do appreciate you coming in. It was kind of short notice, but this was something that has been weighing on my mind, because what we're seeing here and what you've been relaying to people is just states and cities just deciding we're going to make up our own rules and disassociate ourselves from the country that, well, geographically, we're right in the middle of.
Yes, indeed, John. There'll be some of this on one of my blogs, or both of them. My main blog is thetruthhound.com, www.thetruthhound.com. I have my own news moniker now, Stop the Press's News and Commentary, and I do some coverage on Bilderberg and whatnot for American Free Press. And as I noted before the break, before the top of the hour, I'm here to look at how the South by Southwest annual music and cultural festival in Austin, how it might connect to the Global Cities movement that I'm already investigating. I've been looking into it for about 2 or 3 years. It involves think tanks and institutes like the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. They're the big one, where Rahm Emanuel is the mayor. And I think that this is one of the reasons Rahm Emanuel was installed in Chicago, to make it sort of the flagship global city. It's the most active of some 90 world affairs councils that infest the United States. A lot of people don't know that. There are 90 or so mini CFRs in the United States.
Now, before we continue here, there's been a lot of talk about the deep state. And I keep reminding people, now this is what the mainstream media has picked up. The deep state is, well, it's people that are giving Trump a hard time that's in his cabinet.
Or they work in the CIA somewhere, in the bowels, right?
In some agency, the FBI, CIA, whatever the case may be. Now, what you just mentioned, a CFR, this is as close in this country. These are just the actors that you're seeing. These are the politicians.
Right.
These are the mouthpieces for those foundations that you see even on Fox News, the supposedly conservative news outlet. But if you want to take a close look at what the Council on Foreign Relations is and who the real swamp is, that's it.
Oh, absolutely. And what I found over the last 6 or 7 years was, under the World Affairs Council of America, or WACA, there are some 90 groups that are spinoffs of the CFR. The Chicago Council on Global Affairs used to be called the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations, and that name was a little bit too spicy for some people, so they changed it to the more innocuous sounding name they have now. But they're, like I say, they're the lead, in my opinion, the lead flagship on our side of the North Atlantic anyway, on global cities. But what I found in keeping an eye on Evel Dalder, he's the head of the Chicago CCGA. He's a former U.S. Ambassador to NATO. And one day when I was looking at their website, I found that their ideological cousin, the Chatham House, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, that's what spawned the CFR to begin with in New York. They had on February 15th a program, Should Cities Have Foreign Policies? So I'm not making this stuff up that I was saying before the top of the break. As I wrote in an American Free Press article, As the Bilderberg Group gears up to meet in Italy this June, the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, an ideological cousin to Bilderberg, is advancing a particularly transformational component of government reengineering. This proposed new paradigm, where cities would sidestep national governance via the development of their own city-level foreign policy, was encapsulated in a February 15th program that the Chicago Council put on in London at the stately Chatham House, otherwise known as the RIIA, Royal Institute of International Affairs. The event, unlike the Chicago events, however, this event at Chatham House was closed to the public and closed to all but the most prestigious press. And the Chatham House's program was a highly revealing title, The Foreign Policy of Cities, very bluntly. And that indicates that previous American Free Press reports on the Global Covenant of Mayors Climate Summit in early 2017 were accurate. AFP reported then that the Covenant of Mayors is using climate change, that mantra, to re-engineer the world's governmental infrastructure in league with the Global Parliament of Mayors and other allies. The basic idea is to make a primarily top-down movement look like it's coming from the bottom up, while deepening and broadening the global city's grid consisting of governmental, energy, transportation, employment, and educational reforms, among others, marinated in ultra-liberal, politically correct views of mandated equality and mandated inclusiveness over which dissent is not welcome. And so that's the gist of that article. And you'll notice when you look at the South by Southwest website, again, it talks about resilient cities, smart cities, feminist cities, and inclusiveness. But when you read the fine print, it'll say, in this age of corrosive populism or this age of divisive populism, how do we fight back against populism and have a more democratic, people-centered society?
Move to Cuba or move to China.
Well, populism is generally thought as a government of the people, or at least more answerable to the people. So they're actually cutting down a philosophy like populism that is more people-centered and saying that that's not people-centered, but they are. And so what they're basically saying is constitutionalists, let's just say it, the average white guy in America, let's be blunt, is, you know, if he's conservative and doesn't want to go along with all these trendy things, well, our inclusiveness does not include him. Because when you look at the South by Southwest retinue, the whole program, there's no counterpoint, there's no debate, there's no conservatism, constitutionalism whatsoever. It's all just these trendy things, you know, the feminist city notion that, well, if you have a woman mayor, just by virtue of that councilwoman or that mayor being a female, being a woman, well, that's the reason to elect her, without looking at her ideas, her background, what she knows about government. And so we're not supposed to vote intelligently. We're only supposed to vote on gender, evidently, on this feminist model that they're talking about. It really is corrosive of democracy because it appeals to the lowest common denominator, just gender bias, instead of actually, does this woman or man who's running for this office, regardless of gender, do they have good ideas? Do they know how to reform the problems? Are they going to obey their constitutional oath like you talked about before the break?
Yeah.
You know,
well, and these are the things that you necessarily bypass when there is no debate.
Exactly.
They are building the infrastructure out of their new paradigm and their thoughts on how they want to take control, and they're not inviting the debate in. And this has always fascinated me with the, you know, with the left or people. I don't even know how to even classify these people. If you were to give it a name, Mark, what would you say these people are?
I call them transnationalists or internationalists because it rises above the left-right paradigm, okay. Blue state, red state. They don't view separate nations as viable entities, but just territories for cities to inhabit, evidently. I mean, if you take them at their word. Another element here that's been to Austin before at South by Southwest is the European Union delegation to the United States. And this is their logo here, the EU Express beyond the headlines. It's their news.
Excuse me for laughing, but haven't they looked over their shoulder? Don't they realize they have a lot of problem with the quote-unquote European Union? There's not much of a union over there anymore. There's a hell of a lot of infighting.
Oh, yeah. Hungary is rebelling. Brexit is probably not for real, I'm sorry to say. They've kind of had a fix in on the very beginning, even before Brexit was approved. David Cameron wrote a paper called The Best of Both Worlds. And basically, Brexit without the exit is what the ruling class, Prime Minister May, has in mind. I'm afraid that people are going to be very disappointed because, for one thing, this is just an example of their duplicity. The UK is in bed with the new EU army. There's not just NATO anymore. There's a new EU army. And Britain is hardwired into that and is even diminishing its navy so it will fit better into the new EU army. How can you separate from the EU if you're part of its army?
The short answer to that is you can't.
You absolutely cannot.
I'm going to elicit a phone call here from PJ Barton over in Wales. I know you're listening to the program because he just texted me a message. And he said on Tom DeWeese will be on the Barton Report tomorrow night, Saturday night, folks, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. And he's blowing the lid off the private property attack by sustainability with his new book. Yeah, you know Tom DeWeese.
Once or twice I met him.
Yeah, we've crossed paths. Matter of fact, I think the last event that that he hosted, I think you were there.
Yeah, and you too. I believe we had tea or something.
Yeah.
But if I may, that was the foreign policy part that I read about. Now, I was at a library the other day, and I picked up a copy of USA Today, and it wrote this rambling article. They published March 6th online, March 7th hard copy, and it goes through all the different cities. Now that we've covered foreign policy, now we'll get into a related matter, and that's sanctuary cities and defying the deportation of even criminal illegal aliens. We have North Brunswick, New Jersey, Denver, San Francisco, Phoenix, Montclair, New Jersey, Memphis, Seattle, and Oakland is particularly noteworthy because the Oakland mayor, Libby Schaaf, has been to some of the CCGA Global Cities programs that are looking at all this foreign policy and all these trendy things. And she's basically the tip of the spear in defying ICE and actually warning illegal immigrants when ICE is coming. And USA Today writes this article as if none of this has any connection to anything. These mayors are just spontaneously speaking out. There's no larger plan here whatsoever. When, in fact, Libby Schaaf is on a revolving door between the Global Cities organizations and institutes and what she's doing with the Sanctuary Cities movement. And USA Today wrote, quote, "In Oakland, Mayor Libby Schaaf said she made the right decision in announcing potential ICE raids despite the firestorm of criticism from federal officials." And here's what Libby said. "Unfortunately, the reality here is that families live in fear of arrest and deportation every day. Roughly one-third of Oakland's residents are immigrants, and that makes our city more inclusive, dynamic, and vibrant." See, this is the typical language. "If there's political fallout, I can take it. I do not regret my decision." Well, vibrant can also mean a member of the MS-13 Salvadoran gang knocking off a corner store. That's rather vibrant, too. Or possibly worse crimes. And then, you know, the Gulf cartel and other cartel elements and scouts that get into this country, they're found as far north as New England. And that's one reason that the mayor of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, you might remember about 10 years ago, Lou Barletta, he became a congressman. He started a city's program, yes, but he tried to make it so it was harder for people without their documentation to rent homes or to get jobs in the city. And yes, he took an autonomous move and caught a little hell for it. But I'm not being a hypocrite here. He was doing it because at that time, the federal government was not enforcing the border laws like they are, a little bit better under Trump.
Well, and Mark, without sounding like a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist here, this would seem to be an ongoing construct of the globalist and what has been done to America. This makes absolutely no sense. Now, I give you for an example, Germany. Angela Merkel just came out the other day and admitted that, well, because of the Muslims we've invited into the country, there's actually no-go zones for German people now. You shouldn't go there because your life might be in danger. Now, a lot of people missed. What the hell was her background? She was a communist. She was on the other side of the wall in East Germany with the Russians. And it seems as if people have a real disconnect on where these creatures are being grown. You know, I mean, the only thing that came to mind was it was a big dog turd with a mushroom growing out of it.
Yeah, well, there's a colorful metaphor, but well, there's an example, if I may be completely and totally Andrew Dice Clay here. There's an example of just electing someone on gender without looking into her background. The mere fact that she's a woman does not make her a great statesman or one worth electing or keeping. I mean, come on, we got to get smart here. People's credentials need to be looked at irrespective of gender. And we look at them, and we have to have honest voting. These electronic voting machines are going to have to – something's going to have to happen there.
Well, and I've said this before. By the way, before we go to break here, I want to bring up PJ Barden. He's over in Wales. But I came up with a very simple solution. Most of the people that were involved in making these – manufacturing the voting machines was Diebold. Most of the machines that we're used to going up to the ATM – were made by Diebold.
That's correct.
Now, did you ever go to an ATM and never get a paper receipt? I never have.
Unless I didn't choose it, like if it gave me the option not to get one. Yeah, but otherwise, absolutely. And the receipt had details. It didn't just say, you went to the bank today.
That's right. That's right.
Because when you go to the polls, it goes, you voted. Uh-huh. It's like, okay, I want what the balance was before I drew the money out, and now the balance after it. Not, you went to the bank today. Congratulations. Don't you feel good that you went there?
PJ Barden, my guest in studio, says here that Brexit is no exit and part of the European Union Army. And what say you, friend?
Absolutely. Thank you very much indeed, Mark Anderson, for absolutely nailing it. That's exactly the betrayal that's going on with Theresa May. It's absolutely crap. And the way they've degraded the British Defence Forces is absolutely disgraceful.
Yes.
Oh, I would add that on ukcolumn.org, maybe you've seen it. I'm on there occasionally, maybe twice a month. It's a TV.
Oh, very good. I'm having Brian Gerrish on in 2 weeks' time. Good on. Carry on, yeah?
Yeah, we've interacted a lot off the air and on the air with their show, which is pretty well watched, and they've broken it down pretty good. You're probably familiar with the Best of Both Worlds document that Cameron did, which probably came out of Bilderberg 2013. I suspect the timing was about right when he was there, when that was held in England at the Grove, just north of London, Watford it is.
Sure.
And so then Mike Robinson and Brian Gerrish have, of course, as you well know, outlined step by step all the contradictions and duplicity with Brexit, and they've come to the conclusion that it's Brexit with no exit based on not just the army thing, but all the excuses like, we're gonna get out of that thing here. We're going to have another meeting. I know it's going to be pushed back a while. Well, we'll get to it. Kind of a casual thing going on, kind of stretching their arms and yawning. Yeah, we're serious. We're serious. So, and then when you listen to Donald Tusk over at the European Union, he's basically defying Britain to leave. He's saying, you know, I don't want this to happen. They're squawking and protesting, and you know, you really get the idea the fix is in and that this is all for show. Then they talk about global Britain, and they say they don't, if they're going to exit the European Union, well, then they won't be part of TTIP anymore and all that, because TTIP was a European Union and U.S. proposed trade deal. But the problem is, when you read TTIP, Britain is still in it. If there's going to be a Brexit, Britain would have to pull out of TTIP, and they haven't.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, PJ, I appreciate you chiming in. You're going to have Tom DeWeese on. Tell Tom I said hi. I haven't talked to him in a long
time.
Tom wants to
talk to you. I'll give his direct number to Mike. Sure. Just very briefly, the way to look at this betrayal is, that's a very good phrase, Brexit for no exit. If there's a deal, it's a betrayal. If they walk away, it's a deal.
Yeah. By the way, I just recently read that the government in Ireland is going to, they're going to allow up to 1 million migrants into Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leo Varadkar, the new Prime Minister, another Bilderberger
There you go.
Absolutely.
PJ Barden. Okay, Barden Report, soon. Saturday night, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, right here on RBN,
correct,
and that's Central Time. Thank you, PJ.
Nice talking to you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, if you want clarification, this is the place to be. We know exactly what's going on. By the way, I said I wanted to elicit a call from P.J. Barton. I didn't want to say that. I meant solicit. Sorry about that, P.J. A little slip of the tongue there. At any rate, continue, Mark, if you would, please.
Well, there's so many things I could bring up, John, in the world cities, global cities movement. I've talked about so far how they're lurching toward foreign policy and fighting against the government wanting to round up illegals, and so they're forming sanctuary cities in kind of a league of sanctuary cities. They're looking at diplomatic power to go along with this anti-border and pro-foreign policy philosophy that the cities have. They're trying to make everything look separate, but in fact it's very unified, especially under the climate model and the treaty making. Now, Ron and I were talking on the way here. It's important to note before I read something else that treaty making is a federal authority. For the cities to make climate change treaties and to have foreign policy is just it runs against the grain of the Constitution in such an obvious way that it's amazing that a few more people aren't catching on to this. So the cities are not, as subdivisions of states within the United States, the cities are not constitutionally authorized to have foreign and treaty-making powers whatsoever.
Okay, now that that has been publicly stated, and I do believe you are 100% correct, Mark. I would not argue with that. Isn't this a form of treason?
Well, you know, I hate to have to backpedal. I've used the word mutinous or mutiny. I call them mutineers. They're certainly bucking the authority. And when does bucking authority become a kind of subtle takeover? Let's say you're a mayor and you harbor a group of illegal aliens, and one or two or three of those illegal aliens goes and kills somebody in a drug-related crime or something. Aren't you an enabler? Aren't you liable in some way? Aren't you aiding and abetting and harboring?
Look, if I'm trying to offset or overthrow the authority that is granted by the Constitution, I, by definition, would have to call that treason.
It certainly knocks on the door of it if it isn't full blown. What they're doing now is they're getting their ducks in a row. And if you listen to their philosophy, and you know they speak in globalese, the tortured language of globalese. Like here's Michael Bloomberg, your friend and mine, and George Osborne, Bilderberg 2013, the former chancellor of the Exchequer in the UK. Here's what Michael Bloomberg and George Osborne wrote. Voters across Britain, the United States, and Europe have been expressing frustration with globalization. This is where they try and ante up to the populace, you know, warm up to the populace. I'll read that again. Voters across Britain, the U.S., and Europe have been expressing frustration with globalization. Although wage stagnation and the loss of manufacturing jobs have more to do with automation at home than with trade abroad, people are feeling disempowered by global forces beyond their control and alienated from democratic political systems that have been slow to respond. Yet, thus far, populist leaders exploiting their anxiety have offered only a false promise, and that is to retreat behind borders. We see it differently, George Osborne and Michael Bloomberg. We see it differently. We believe that free trade, new technology, and open democracy, that word open, very important, have delivered increases in living standards and opportunities unimaginable to our forebears. Yeah, right. But we also recognize that over the past couple of decades, governments have done too little to address legitimate concerns that come with these changes and have now reached a critical mass. But rather than seeking refuge in nationalism and isolationism, we believe that a better response to globalization lies in localization. So you're not supposed to retreat to nationalism. You're not supposed to be an isolationist. But the way to respond to this impersonal, indifferent globalization lies in localization. Now, the only way that would work, if you untangle their semantics, is localization is a false front to achieve more globalization. The only way that localization would answer the problems of globalization is to be globalist itself. So they're using some sort of inverted language here. Open borders, open democracy, we need that. We don't need nationalism or isolationism, but we need localization. But they're just localizing the globalism.
Well there was a saying that was made, and I saw bumper stickers, go global but think local.
Which was invented by a Rockefeller.
Bingo.
Yeah, Stephen, I think, Nelson's nephew, I want to say, or son or something. He was a professor. Think global, act locally, think globally, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is the kind of language they get into. You know, localization is the way to respond to globalization. And yet, nationalism and isolationism are bad. Of course, we can't avoid the argument that isolationism has never met hiding behind the mortared walls of like a moat with alligators surrounding it, like a castle.
Mark,
isolationism just means self-interest. It doesn't mean that you're totally detached from the world. That's just absolute and always has been absolute
BS. It's Orwellian in its nature, and it's doublethink. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. We will take a few calls. Bob, I see you're up on the screen. I'll take your call first after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Bob in the, the Youper Bob. Bob in the UP. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon, John.
How you doing?
Well, the winter has been really cold. Actually, since Thanksgiving, we've had 48 days below average, 17 above, and the rest were plus or minus 3.
Well, that depends on which side of the global scale you're on, whether it's cooling or warming, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What I called you about is, this whole tariff thing. You know, the theory is good, but I think we're about the same age. And you remember the debacle that happened when Jimmy Carter put that grain embargo on Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Argentina picked up all the slack, and they still do, and Russia has no need for our grain.
Well, and Russia wouldn't want our grain anyhow because it's GMO, and even Russia has walked away from the genetically modified super frankenfood stuff.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much my little drib here.
All right, well, Bob, I appreciate it.
Always doing good. My little number five, you know. You got to love her.
All right. Hey, Bob, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Which, by the way, I wanted to bring this up earlier, Mark, up in Antrim County, Michigan, and this, gosh, this was so many years ago, I even forget the year that it was, the UN was coming into the pilot program inside the United States for their new idea of what wetlands were. And this is where they first tried, and they went through the city and county council of Antrim County, Michigan. Let me get out my convenient map here, right up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. I mean, just hotsy-totsy rich people lived up there, and Michael Moore and whatever else.
Right.
And they tried their new version of wetlands and how to protect it. And if standing water, they buffered it out, I think it was a quarter of a mile. So if there was a puddle that stood for more than so many hours, that was a wetland.
Good Lord.
The people up there, the guy that initiated it, I just found out from a friend of mine in Michigan that he has just since recently passed. But he went after this with, I mean, just absolutely tooth and nail, got a hold of a magistrate up there, presented his information as to what was going on in Antrim County. And the Antrim County Sheriff was threatening the people that were going against this paradigm and the town council. And the magistrate heard this. She was an elderly woman, but sharp as a tack. She called up the county sheriff up there in Antrim County and says, unless you want to be housed in your own facility, you had better knock this off. And I had not seen it pop back up. Now they've moved ahead, of course, with their smart cities. And you know, all this is fine and dandy. As you're saying, this is given the impression that this is ideas from the local and we're going to elevate this when it's actually coming from the top down. But again, what I call the little asshats and the clown cars, you know, it's made, it's for the people that are stupefied, that absolutely have no idea what's going on. Oh, well, this is just a local thing. Doesn't this sound like a good idea? And again, people that don't understand, because the history of our country, who we are as a constitutionally limited republic, why we have property rights, why we have this right, that right, and so on and so forth, there is a generational disconnect. So these people are able to get over like a bandit on stupefied people.
Oh, absolutely. you know, what you mentioned opens up the door to more thoughts on, well, first of all, as I mentioned, when the Forum on Global Cities was held by the Chicago Global Affairs Council in 2016, I attended that, and that's where I saw where they were talking about the trends of fewer people living in rural areas and more people stacking and packing in cities. And I suspected, I've got to research it more, that ties right into Agenda 21, where there'd be less rural living and less independent agriculture, less independent living, you know, in general. And therefore, if more people go to the cities and the cities want all these foreign policy and treaty-making climate powers and they want all these authorities that they want to devolve to themselves, it makes sense that they'll go after the Second Amendment from the city level.
Well,
and this could be the shootings, whether they're part hoax, all hoax, or for real, or you know, it was just some coward cops that didn't want to confront whoever the shooter was in Florida. But all the shootings, not just Florida, not just Parkland, but the whole string of shootings where AR-15s are demonized, gun owning in general is demonized, it makes sense that the cities, and there's already some evidence of this, that they'll pick up on this and they'll try to add overturning the Second Amendment to their list, along with overturning border laws and their list of pursuing their own foreign policies, and right down the line.
Right.
Again, making it look like it's a local effort, but in fact, it's the localization that Bloomberg and George Osborne talked about in the article I read right before the last commercial.
And how are people to learn about this? I mean, do you think CNBC or MSNBC, do you think CNN is going to discuss this in open terms and in open debate? Of course they're not. And how you secure or how you shut down the thought process, you know, there's an old axiom. Remember computers when they first came out, Mark? There wasn't even any operating system. There was no Bill Gates. There was no Microsoft. And you had to literally program your own computer, but you had to know basic computer language, or you had to know Fortran or something of that like.
Right.
You had to create your own stuff. Make a keystroke mistake, you're not going to get the right or the desired result from your computer. Well, the same thing goes. Anything can be shoved down the American people's throats because there is no standard of comparison. There is no solid anything.
That's what Ron was saying on the way here, that when people aren't taught basic civics, when they don't know their constitutional foundations and history, there's nothing to compare it to. So any trendy, ephemeral thing will sound good at the time. And you can have good elements mixed in, you know, necessary infrastructure improvements, necessary mass transit improvements, making cities more pleasant, less polluted, things that people will like and that are positive in and of themselves.
And there's nothing wrong with
that. But that doesn't give you the right to reconstruct the constitutional order.
That's right.
Because then you're just using those things as a carrot and stick or kind of a honeypot to get past people's critical faculties. And I'll mention, too, in the Bloomberg and Osborne article that I've been reading from, listen to this next paragraph, more globalese. Just think about the English language. Mayors and city councils understand their communities better than national administrations. They are also more accountable to them, which often leads them to be more pragmatic and less ideological, when in fact they're more ideological, focused on solving problems rather than conducting debates. Solving problems without talking about the constitutional changes that are going on without consent.
Right.
Yet local governments often lack the authority and the control over funding that they need to address their most pressing challenges effectively. Instead, they must beg the national capitals to act on their behalf. If you read that, what they're really saying is, we don't want to have to go to the national capitals to beg at all. We need to be able to do this on our own. That's what they're saying, but they're couching it in that soft language.
That goes along with a program of self-sustainability. Yeah.
Yeah, from both of our experiences, this is George Osborne, Bilderberg 2013, and your friend and mine, Michael Bloomberg, the armed armada guy that doesn't want anyone to have guns. From both of our experiences in government, we have seen how cities, when empowered to act, when empowered to act, are able to address many of the sources of anxiety that have arisen on both sides of the Atlantic. In New York, for instance, local authority was essential in the city's success in driving crime down. But crime already is a local authority. See, I mean, city crime in New York already is up to the city primarily. So they're giving the city credit for something that's already the city's responsibility and has been for a long time, long before the Global Cities Movement came along. And they're trying to use that as a way to justify this nationalization of cities that they seem to be talking about, and so on and so forth. London, too, they wrote, has had success with devolution. They use the word devolution, which has brought some decision-making closer to the people. And so you see this kind of interplay of nebulous language, and once in a while they use a word like devolution that reveals they are devolving power to themselves, and they don't want to beg the national capitals for money. They want to be able to go out on their own, and they just make it sound as innocuous as they can without totally cutting it off.
Okay.
They still tell you, but they tell you in a way where, like you say, if there's no foundation, you don't get it.
And let me bring in the angle of attack here, because this is where democracy comes in. At your local level, at your Chicago city council, whatever the case may be, if we vote and we got 51% of the vote, we win. Regardless of the form of government, you know, there are other republics out there. But none like this. We're not a banana republic. They're trying to turn us into one. But we were a constitutionally limited government. And most people, and here's the sad part about it, and this goes to you, Ron, and what you were talking about earlier on the way over here with Mark, is there is no standard. There is nothing that's held up that, look, here's the rules, here's the law. We are a nation of laws. We're constantly reminded about that. That we're a nation of laws. Well, where does that law come from? Well, it comes from the Constitution. What they have done is subverted it. What they have done is, in your words, Ron, usurped it. It's a usurpation. So let's give it a term. Democracy doesn't sound that bad, does it, Mark? I mean, come on.
Right, exactly. I mean, if you're a small country like Switzerland, you can have some direct democracy votes, but they don't vote on people a lot. They vote on proposals, and that works for them. The Swiss people were able to tell their military a few years ago, no, we don't want to buy jets from Sweden, so they didn't buy fighter jets from Sweden, and the people voted that way. In a small country, you can do that. You can vote on ballot proposals and things like that. But in a large country like this, unless you have a little bit of that at the state and local level, on the national level, there would be a lot of problems with that.
Well, and especially the way this government was set up. People do not realize that we have 50 republics out there. There is a reason why every state has their own state constitution. It is a governance by the people and divided up into these things called states. And this is fascinating to me because, and I don't know if you, but Ron, do you ever listen to my show? Yeah, you do? Have you heard me talk? Yeah, that was a real strong affirmation. Yeah, let me think about it. Yeah, I guess I do. Have you heard me talking about the Dreyfus Initiative? Richard Dreyfus?
Uh-oh, a close encounter we're going to have here with Richard Dreyfus.
Can you do me a favor? Can you post that back up? As a matter of fact, make a banner with that, with a link, because I still want people to sign up. What he is doing, do you remember the movie he made, Mr. Holland's Opus? Okay. Do you remember that movie, Mark?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He's a music teacher. It took him through his entire career, okay? Mm-hmm. He was told, hey, you got to help out with sports. He watched the music die within the public school that he was in. And I thought, well, gosh, that's kind of radical. Isn't he Jewish? Isn't he kind of liberal? Well, this Dreyfus Initiative is to put civics education back into public school to teach the form of government, the Constitution, and why we have rights. Now, coming from a liberal Jew, that's pretty damn good.
I met him once briefly at the CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, they have in either Virginia or Maryland every year in the spring. And he was there as a conservative, at least ostensibly. And I asked him about the Federal Reserve, and he gave me a very muddled, kind of rude answer. But he was at CPAC, so evidently he's at least playing up to the conservatives. If not, maybe he's become one.
If we haven't noticed, you've got to feed a leftist eyedroppers full of stuff. You can't do the fire hose rush on them because it'll just split their brain apart. But what he's doing, and not every one person is 100% evil, and not every person is 100% good. But I did talk about that, and I'd like to have Dreyfus on the show. You know, I mean, he's a hell of an actor. Mm-hmm. He can do these sorts of things now because he doesn't need another movie contract from the Holly Weirdos. He doesn't need it anymore. He's got his own. God bless the child that's got his own. Let me go to Roxanne here real quick. Roxanne in Texas, go ahead.
Good evening, John and Mark.
Hello.
Nice topics and whatnot. What I want to tell you about Houston is our city, local city council, and we're a big city. But when you see somebody that has credentials from the Sierra Club, that's your infiltration right there. That's who runs the show.
Well, and she,
and the rest, you know, have the noose on.
And Roxanne, it's worth putting out that not all of these groups, they have been hijacked. They've been taken over. The agenda has been switched.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I just wanted to put that out there on the table because that's when you see that, I said, oh, gosh, there's some gal when we had Mayor Porker or Parker or whatever her name is.
Porker.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on duty. I knew. I said, we're gone. I mean, 110% gone. So y'all have a great night. Thank you.
Yeah, Houston's in pretty deep. Pretty much all the big cities are, and they have the Houston World Affairs Council. Dallas has its Council on World Affairs. San Antonio has a World Affairs Council. And so these big cities, John, that have these miniature CFRs, these World Affairs Council of Dallas and Houston and whatnot, San Antonio, that's where you'll see global cities go hand in hand, and them those institutes having global cities programs, just like the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, at these 90 or so mini CFRs that are around. There's Grand Rapids, there's Los Angeles, there's regions. If there's not a real big city, they'll do like a region, South Indiana, North Kentucky World Affairs Council, and they're all reading off the same page to influence news media. And here's a really big thing. In all instances that I've seen, the news media never reports on these organizations but works with them,
mm-hmm.
even the local news. So just like Bilderberg, the media suddenly leaves its notebook and its ethics at the door, and cooperates. The Chicago Tribune doesn't report hardly a word of what the council there, the Chicago Global Affairs Council, is doing, but the Chicago Tribune will have one of its reporters moderate one of their discussions. Not a word in the newspaper. Yeah. Colonel McCormick's old isolationist flagship, the Chicago Tribune, now in bed with that kind of stuff.
Well, and anything, and Mark, I've been to the point ad nauseum. I'm constantly reminding people, there is a reason why there's a vacuum in the average American's head as far as a working knowledge on who's zooming whom, or somebody attempting to zoom you, let's just say. And that is that you buy it all up. We've got six corporations, soon to be five, that control everything, every bit of information that you receive, no matter if it's cable news, satellite news, whether it's a newspaper, a magazine, think tanks that have always been, you know, always.
A lot of your think tankers are op-ed columnists in the mainstream media.
Bingo. And who attends the Council on Foreign Relations meetings in New York? The very same people.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in two NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
I want to remind people before we get out of here on this Friday, a couple of things that the network has we've initiated to start some funding for the network, one of which is my friend Dan Sutterfield has put together for that $25,000 membership to FrontSight, approved by the owner of FrontSight. We're really most appreciative of this. $25,000 course, you get the magnum opus here of all the memberships for FrontSight. And that's a lifetime membership, entitles you to everything that they offer as service. And you can do this for a donation to the network of $500. Call Dan Sutterfield, his home phone, 573-762-2356, or his cell number, 573-465-2356. If you didn't, I talked too fast, you didn't write quick enough, it's on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Go and take a look at it. And also, iwantfreepower.com. Go to that website. Reduce your electric bills 15%, 20%, and some cases 25%. As I said the other day, at home, I'm saving about 40%. Here at the network, maybe 50%. But anyhow, it works, it's real, and it's a way of supporting this network and saving you people out there a few bucks. Mark, we got about 3 minutes here.
Well, people can look soon on thetruthhound.com, my shameless plug for my blog.
No, shame away, please.
And there'll probably be some stuff on AmericanFreePress.net. There's a lot of research going a lot of different directions, so it's always hard to say exactly what ends up where. Ron and I will be shooting some video interviews and some probably man-on-the-street things over the weekend as best we can, fighting Austin traffic. And the website, correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, is livestream.com/ Ron Avery, Avery being spelled A-V-E-R-Y. And so, again, livestream.com/ Ron Avery, A-V like Venus, E-R-Y. There'll be some video on that, and some of that will be linked on thetruthhound.com. I also have a Steam It blog. And then I'm also working this weekend with 21st Century Wire, Patrick Henningsen, a very talented journalist who's gotten into Syria and seen firsthand what's going on there.
Would like to talk to him.
Along with Eva Bartlett and the other researcher he has on there. Her name's escaping me right now for some reason. And I'll be working with Patrick too, and maybe I can arrange that, John. But between 21stCenturyWire.com and UKColumn.org and the blogs I mentioned, and AmericanFreePress.net and whatnot, there's going to be a slew of news out there along with Ron's livestream.com/ Ron Avery. And it's going to be pretty significant coverage. And I wanted to come here to kick it all off to make this the inaugurating report here.
Well, I appreciate that very much. The information is most needed because, there's an old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you. No, that's absolutely 100% wrong. And what they've been doing and how they've been crafting out this infrastructure is exactly that. Let's hide the true intent. Let's get people locally all jazzed up over this. Let's not necessarily misinform them, but let's not give them the real agenda behind the scene.
Yeah, I want to mention that's Vanessa Beely, along with Eva Bartlett and Patrick Henningsen, that have been into Syria. I didn't want to leave Vanessa out. She's risked life and limb.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're right, John. It's a couched language. They give you a little truth, but just enough truth to get you interested, but not enough to get you informed.
Well, we're here with you exactly the opposite. We're here because you can't handle the truth. Mark Anderson, thank you so much.
Great to be here.
And Ron Avery, thank you. You know, it was worth the plug fighting all that traffic just to get a plug for your site. All right. Thanks, guys. And thank you all for being here. Back with you Monday with Ron McDonald and Stephen Elkins, the dynamic trio. We will see you then. Please donate to this network, folks. All the rest of them are gone.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it.
at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.